ILC newsletter for September is entitled God with Us for 60 Years in Eau Claire. This fall marks the 60th year that Emmanuel Lutheran College has been located on its campus in Eau Claire. This anniversary gives us the opportunity to reflect on how gracious the Lord has been and continues to be to our synod and our school. In 1959, Emmanuel Lutheran congregation in Mankato boldly and with great faith demonstrated the importance of Christian education by establishing a high school, college, and seminary. And in 1960, the Church of the Lutheran Confession assumed control of the school. These actions reflect how the training of young men and women, especially for the public ministry, has been a foremost emphasis from the earliest days of our synod. ILC was blessed with a strong enrollment and thus an increased need for housing. So a planning committee was elected to find a permanent site for the school. The planning committee had recommended the purchase of 20 acres adjacent to Messiah Lutheran Church in Eau Claire $4,000. The Lord, though, was preparing a solution for our synod beyond anything that had been contemplated. His guiding hand could clearly be seen in the purchase of the Ingram estate. In the early 1920s, the lumber baron Erskine Ingram had built an estate on the south side of Eau Claire. Later, per Erskine's will, his son, Orrin, donated the buildings and 75 acres to the Minnesota Foundation in St. Paul, which used it as a retirement home. This venture, though, was not financially viable, and they had to sell. The Lord directed this information to Pastor Arvid Gullerud of Messiah Congregation. From the date the chairman of the planning committee first viewed the property on November 28, 1962, things went very quickly. The full committee met on December 3rd and unanimously agreed that the synod should purchase the property. On January 9th and 10th, 1963, a special convention was called and the CLC purchased the Ingram estate, valued in 1963 at $200,000, but purchased for $85,000. Though the property was ideal for a campus and the Minnesota Foundation had done significant remodeling, much work was needed to be done to prepare for the school year. At the time of the purchase, the property comprised five buildings: the mansion, now called Ingram Hall, the annex, West Hall, small barn, Semhouse, and a large barn, Northwest Hall, and the caretaker's house, Birch Hall. These buildings had to be converted into classrooms and dorms. Thanks to the hard work of CLC members who came from across the country to help, the campus was ready for the fall, though the conditions were far from what we are blessed with today. As Eunice Rale writes in Throughout All Generations, excited students could hardly believe their eyes when they arrived in the fall. The amazement they expressed was echoed by all who ventured onto the campus. It was truly a gift from the Lord, one that would be enjoyed and appreciated for generations to come. This generation of students, faculty, and staff can now enjoy and appreciate how the Lord has sustained our school on this campus. Two classroom buildings, Rhyme Hall and the cottage, have been replaced by the academic center. We now have dorms for boys and girls as well as faculty houses. And we now have a gymnasium, a commons building, and a maintenance shed. While we can surely marvel at how the Lord has materially blessed what in the world's eye is a tiny, insignificant school tucked away in the woods in the south side of Eau Claire. We can be even more thankful that he has kept and continues to preserve his word among us, taught in its truth and purity. Indeed, no matter how the campus continues to change or where the Lord chooses to locate us, as long as we have his word, we have all we need. This article is based on information from Eunice Rail's Throughout All Generations, Emmanuel Lutheran College, 1959 to 2008, and from Lynette Rail's The Erskine B. Ingram Estate, 1920 to 63, God's Gift to Emmanuel Lutheran College, and David Lau's Out of Necessity, A History of the Church of the Lutheran Confession. If you are interested in tours of the historic Ingram Mansion, please contact Lynette Rail. She can be contacted at, and this is all lowercase, Lynette, Lynette, dot Rail, Roehl, at ilc.edu. This article is written by Dr. Daniel Schierenbeck, the president of Emmanuel College in Eau Claire, Wisconsin.